Thank you for joining us for That Solo Life, the podcast for PR pros and marketers who work for ourselves. I am Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters. I am here ever, as always, with my wonderful co-host, Karen Swim. She is the leader at Solo PR Pro, which, if you don't know it, get to know it. That is the group of smart, savvy smarties who all work for ourselves in this wonderful world of PR and marketing. And oh my gosh, Karen, Christmas is right around the corner. How are you?
Yes, Christmas is around the corner. You know, I swear to you, 2020 is like the horrible, terrible, stalkery ex-boyfriend that just won't take no for an answer. Just, you know, I you know, it's like, just when you think you're done with it,
right.
Like finally I've gotten this joker out of my way and I'm, you know, on to the next. You know, we have 2021 in our sights and, you know, we've bought the planners. We've, you know, did the PR plans for clients. We have a fresh new outlook. We're ready to go. Vaccines have been shipped.
Yep.
And then 2020 is like, yeah, no, I still love you.
I still have some work to do, people. Yeah. We've just been noticing like all around us. It's like, if it's going to go wrong, it's going wrong these yeah. last couple of weeks. It's just both. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly. I mean, come on. Like there's just too much. And this year is just not letting us go that easy, but you know what? That's okay. Because I mean, you know, we're all smart people and we do it intellectually understand that the simple changing of the calendar does not erase everything. It doesn't mean that nothing bad is ever going to happen again, but it's that mental shift of, you know, starting something new and sort of clearing, you know, the page, like shutting that chapter and moving on. That really is, you know, I think what we need this year. It's what we need for our emotional well-being. We need to focus in and like say fresh start, brand new year.
Yeah, definitely. We need it for, you know, it brings new energy. You just have that.
Yeah.
That's just that dynamic hope of, you know, new things. We accomplished a year and boy, whew, I mean, pat yourself on the back.
Yeah. You know, I enough can't be said. I was reading something by Mark Batterson and he talked about kissing the wave and you know, it's really like leaning into that big thing, that challenge, you know, even that tragedy, that whatever that mountain is for you and saying, okay, what can I learn from this? What can you teach me? And this year, definitely it's had some really horrifying at a new level. Like just when you thought it was horrifying, something else happened and you're like, this is the worst roller coaster ride ever. But there have also been moments of joy and I think a lot of moments of growth, or at least opportunities for growth, if you were willing to look at it. I mean, some wonderful things also emerged. You know, we saw lots of innovation.
Yes.
We saw people really lean into gratitude. You know, you started to appreciate those simple things. I feel in some ways I know that some relationships were fractured, but I also feel like we began to appreciate our family and our friends, our true friends more. And we began to appreciate those people who we rely on, but take for granted, you know,
like grocery workers, delivery drivers. Yep.
And,
absolutely.
You know, the people that you might smile at and have a conversation, you really, during this pandemic, really began to see like, they're literally risking their lives so that I can have food.
Yeah.
The ability to buy groceries, you know, something that, you know, maybe you're aware of on some level. We, you know, so many Americans are struggling. So family togetherness, you know, that was one thing that I'm thankful to have seen. I'm thankful that I got to see whole entire families in my community together, spending time together for the first time that I could see in many years. I mean, there were people in my community that I didn't even realize belonged to the same family. I'm not even kidding you. So I never saw them all at once. I saw somebody come, somebody go, wasn't sure what house they belonged to. You wave a hand and say hi. Sometimes you'd have a conversation, and I'm like, oh, that's right. Those are your kids. Kids, where you been hiding them? Because the kids were either shuffled off in a car or on a school bus, and they went to school, and then one parent was driving them around to activities, and after school, I guess they were in their house playing video games. But yeah, I mean, I think there's joy in this year too.
Oh, absolutely. There is. And I think if, lessons learned, it taught us what we really truly needed. We might think we need all the things and all this, that, and the other. And you kind of figured out pretty quickly, no, I really just need this. I mean, don't get me wrong, live music gives me life, and I can't wait to be in some slightly dingy place and hearing it and feeling it live. So, but at the same time, there are certain things in life that you're like, okay, this is kind of nice. A slower pace, not a slacker pace, but a slower pace, like hurrying around to, this meeting or that meeting, as much as we are also over Zoom, sorry, Zoom, it still helps us, save that whole in-person meeting. It's like the next level of that meeting could have been an email. Well, at least I didn't have to take the time to travel to it, to sit down just to accomplish something that we could get done in 15 minutes. So I count that among the positives.
The positive things. And as much as we're all over Zoom, I have to say, I hope that video meetings stay in some form, not for 5 hours every day, but
No.
it is definitely I got over my whole like, oh, I don't want to be on video. Like now it's just normal. Like,
Yeah,
I don't care. Let's
that's
hop
true.
on a video call. It really does help to see the person you're talking to. It helps the communication flow. And I think it helps to really, develop that bond with clients when you can't, all my clients are in other states. I can't fly around, from week to week. So I do like that aspect of it, being able to connect on that level. And now when I just have an audio call, it almost feels weird.
Yeah, it's like, wait, why am I not on my screen? What's happening?
Like I'm just hearing your voice. That's weird. you.
I mean, I know some of the conferences this year went virtual, and this is more my failure, but just where my weakness lies is I stink. If I'm not there, physically there, I stink at just blowing it off. Like, oh, I'll catch the recording. Oh, I really want to take care of this work thing. And
Same.
so I've
And
got a
I
little
think,
catch up there, but at least the content's out there, which is I'm glad
the
for.
content is out there. I mean, same. And, we all need to keep that in mind as pros who often plan these things. And, I would almost say always err on the side of shorter because somebody nailed it. Like with a conference that you have to like physically go to, especially if it's out of town and you have to leave your office, go someplace and you're dedicated there. You've blocked off the time in your calendar. And we all know that we work at conferences too, but you're there, you're away from your normal environment and there's nothing else to do except participate. Like you've set aside this time to participate. When it's just your computer screen that's connecting you to a conference, it's so much harder because you're still in your normal environment, unless you book a hotel room to attend a virtual conference that's really important to you, but you're still in your normal environment. It's impossible not to be at your computer and to, you're not blocking out the time. Most of us are not doing that. Most of us are not putting in our calendar, hey, I'm away at a, an event for the next couple of days because it's virtual. So you're taking advantage of the fact that it's virtual and still trying to do your normal job. So there's distractions, you're still taking meetings, you're not, and so I guess the key is if it's a virtual conference that is important enough to you, you got to treat it like an in-person physical conference and get away to attend it, block out the time and pretend that, either be somewhere else honestly away or at least pretend that you're not in your office.
Right. Right. Yeah, definitely. So, you know, just a challenge to be conquered.
Yeah. I mean, I think of that too. I'm just going to be really honest about it. And there's been a lot. I did do a virtual summit this weekend that was amazing. And I'm so glad that I blocked out the time to attend it. I didn't do every session, but I never do every session in person either.
Exactly. Exactly. You can only take in so much information in one day.
Yeah. I mean, I think you pick and choose. It was important enough to me that I'm like, I don't care. I'm blocking out. I'm making time for this.
Good.
So yeah, I think we can do it.
We can. It's a new muscle to build. I always say it's that muscle that you know, didn't realize was there. You have to just do it. So yeah, going into 2021, because I anticipate it's going to be that way for a little bit longer.
For a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, we're not in the home. We can see the home stretch. I think that's how I'm looking at it. We can see the home stretch.
Yeah.
We're not quite there yet. And who knows, these conferences might, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they change maybe. And
I agree. I agree. I mean, so we're in like this whole season, Hanukkah and Christmas is around the corner. And by the time we upload this, we'll be even closer to the Christmas holiday.
Yes, we will.
So let's talk about the gifts of this year. Like, what have been the gifts?
Oh my goodness.
I mean, I think, you know, top of mind is vaccine. You know, that did come before, you know, it came in time for Hanukkah and Christmas.
Definitely, so definitely vaccine.
I think to have some hope that this thing might actually end.
Yep. And even the gifts of like the lessons that we've just discussed of what it's taught us. I think one of the gifts for me personally and professionally is just being able to be there for the people I serve and helping them. I mean, not that I shouldered any big burden, but just helping get them through this, you know?
Yeah.
Being, you know, cause that it's a bit of an honor and, you know, kind of privilege to be like, yeah, sure. Absolutely. Let me, you know, be a part of this and help you get through this. And I've seen that in other ways too, you know, people just trying to work together and get through and over with this thing. So it'll be, And I am excited about the innovation, you know, new shiny things always make me happy.
Yeah.
But, you know, is there a new interesting way of doing something? You know, I'll give a shout out to my local Philly PR Association. We did our gold medal event it was virtual. And so we took a big in-person event that, you know, was also, it's not only is it meant to honor someone in the industry, you know, in the industry, but it's also meant to, you know, these events for these associations, they're also money makers.
Yeah.
So how do you salvage all of that? And I have to say they did it beautifully. It was nice. It was like 75 minutes. I actually did it on Zoom, self-produced.
I love it. I love it.
As far as I know, everyone came away, you know, enjoying it. So yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, the gifts I'm grateful for this year is I'm grateful that, you know, I made it through this thing without, you know, so many things could have gone wrong. So I'm super grateful for that.
Yeah.
And in addition to dance parties and really cool takes on artsy fun things and seeing people, you know, and their beautiful home improvement projects and all of the baked goods that they were making. Another gift for me personally, as a professional, is learning that, you know what? Everything's not going to get done. This year, more than any ever, I just leaned into letting stuff go. It's not going to get done. You know, and sometimes that meant moving deadlines. Sometimes it just meant looking at that checklist and going, yeah, that ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen today. And you know what? It might not happen this week and it may happen never. And really, really being okay with it, because I just, you know, you get to a point in your business where you realize it's not all going to get done. And you know what?
Never.
Sometimes somebody might even be mad about that, but you'll survive it. And I just, you know, it's not even self-care. It's just a level of not carrying baggage that you really don't have to. Like, I think I just, And I work really hard, but I've learned that I am not superhuman, that I'm a human being. And you know what? There's only so much I can do. There's only so much my team can do. And then you just like, it's okay. And you know what? It has been okay. I'm also like,
it's amazing. I love it.
When you talk about innovation, that the bravery that we've all been able to show in just going for it this year and doing stuff, mm-hmm. like even if it's like, this doesn't follow the playbook, who cares? I'm just going to do it. I've taken a lot of risks this year and it's paid off just doing things my own way. And like, I, you know, just sitting down and thinking like, I got this crazy idea, and then actually doing that crazy idea.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that is awesome. Yeah. And thinking too, it's like, okay, well, this is the way we've always done X, but why don't we show a little personality and try this, you know? And yeah, I think that's an overarching theme of this year. People don't have as much time for the artifice. And, you know, there's a little more authenticity in everyone's reaction because, you know, let's face it, if you're a business owner, you spend and are spending a good amount of this year freaked out on a certain level. We're all freaked out on a certain level because suddenly the trapdoor is opening and you don't know, you know, next step. You know, goodness, especially restaurant owners this time of year. And so it's just, we've had to have ingenuity. And we've also been, I think, more cognizant. One of the gifts is our realization is that, yes, we have to support each other in business. You know, it really does matter. It's not just talk. It's a necessity. We need each other. It just, you might not want to admit it depending on who it is, but we need each other.
We do. And you know, I've seen some really good articles by physicians and, you know, mental health professionals that talked about that value of community and having people that you share with and people that could mentor you and people that could support you. And, you know, every time I read one of those articles, I go, yeah, solo PR pro. It's good. It's not only good for your business, it's good for your sanity.
Oh man, it sure is. Yeah. There is nothing like, if you're out there and you don't know, and you know, please go to solopRpro.com because the private Facebook group is just everything. It's full of, it's a safe space. It's full of very smart, kind, caring, generous professionals. And, you know, there's no stupid question.
No.
And, you know, even, you know, for the most part, we keep it positive and uplifting, but you know what, if you have to just vent, yeah, do it. Because you'll get a lot of heads nodding in agreement. Oh yeah, I've been there. It's not just you. Because it's that could be one of the issues, especially in this year where, you know, so many of us are used to working at home alone, thinking for ourselves all the time. And I don't know about you, Karen, but I spent a lot of time in my head just gnawing away at myself.
Yeah.
And then when you say the words out loud, you know, someone can diffuse them and just be like, well, no, you know, you're blah, blah, blah. And you think, oh, okay, I'm okay.
Well, one
I
of
don't
the
suck.
Things that I've noticed even more this year, and it's been happening over, you know, the decades of Solo PR Pro, but it's been so cool for people to, you know, like, I hear these random conversations. It's like, oh, you know, I asked somebody in Solo. You know, I hopped on so-and-so from Solo. And it's so cool that there's been a lot of people working together, you know, teaming with other solos and just reaching out and helping one another. You know, they've been consulting, like, I have a problem, can you help? Or, hey, I need it, you know, to find something and this person helped me. I mean, that just, it makes my heart so happy that this is such a great community. And I know that I feel that way, but it's good that it's not just me. Cause I feel like, you know, I always say, if I don't know the answer, I've got a whole entire community of people.
Yeah, someone will
have the answer. So it's made me bolder in like going for business and knowing like, I don't have to know everything. just just bring it in the door. You'll have help. You know, you can bring on somebody, and
so
I've worked
true.
With solos, and it's just great. I mean, it's just really, so yeah, solo PR pro tops, you know, best gift ever every year for me.
No, it's so true. It's so true. Because it's, to me, it's invaluable. And I love what you just said of, you know, not having to know everything. I think too, and this could just be me personally talking, you know, and even though I know cognitively that's not realistic, Michelle, why do you expect yourself, you know, that's silly. You're not going to be the 100% expert on every facet of PR or marketing. You're just not. So you need to bring others, you know, in here and there to help you. Or, you know, just to help the project, and it's okay. And even as I hear myself saying this, you know, the other side of me is like, yeah, fool, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. I have a client, MBO Partners, that just released their big State of Independence in America report. And one of the trends, and they've been doing this for a decade, one of the trends that has really gained steam this year, and they expect to be really hot next year, is, you know, solos teaming up. And I know that's been my whole business model forever, but it really did take on a new form this year with me having to scale my team, you know, to a larger number than ever before because of the business. I would say if you are putting the final touches on your plans for next year, please add in getting help, you know, work with other solos, you know, create a network of people, of go-to, you know, experts that you can tap. And I say this because I honestly believe this is a survival strategy. Yeah. I think there's too much to do. There's too much work out there for you to handle all by yourself. And you can take on more business, but you can also deliver more value when you have other people that you can tap into. Now, you know, teaming can take a lot of forms. It can mean that you have the account and 90% of the work is on you, but you have other people that you can tap for consulting hours.
Right.
So maybe you have a crisis person that you can tap to consult with you when something comes up, or maybe it's a social media expert that you can tap for some consulting hours to help walk you through things. But, you know, I honestly would advise that everyone have some go-to experts. And if you're not a member of Solo PR Pro, you need to get involved in this group, because there's tons of people there that are fantastic to work with that can really help you take it to the next level.
So we might say, since this is dropping on December 21st, if someone out there is still looking for a holiday gift for you, you might want to drop them a note that says, get me a membership at solopeerpro.com, or buy yourself a gift, or, you know, it's the last few weeks of the calendar year. If you need to boost your expenses, when you order that box of paper,
order a Solo PR Pro. Love that. And, and you know, we never use this podcast to be like super salesy. So, but I love that because, you know, it is a great gift, and you can talk to other people for free in our group and ask them, like, you know, is this,
make sure we're right.
Solo PR Pro thing that they keep talking about, you know, should I be in on this?
Is that worthwhile? I say yes, a resounding yes. So we hope that your holiday prep time is wrapping up as smoothly and unfrenzied as possible, even though we know, as I say this, that's kind of ho, 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 ho. But you're going to make it to the finish line of the holiday. And we are going to make it to the finish line of this year. We'll be back with another episode or so before the year's over. So you're not rid of us yet. But we just want to wish you all good things. And until next time, thanks for listening to That's Solo Life.